Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I am mad at you now. I don't care. No, you will.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, crossover time. Yeah. That means Willard and Dibs in the house.
Well, let's go.
This
What's
is
up,
one of
guys?
My favorite shows I've had in 8 years with this man. And it might be a bad show to some,
actually,
but it's one of my favorites.
What a great lesson, because I think that so much in our life has to do with the mood that we're in when we arrive somewhere. And you said it right off the bat. You're in a great mood.
I saw a raccoon last night at 10:30 on our roof licking at me.
Oh, wow.
I ran in the house, frantic. But somehow, I don't know if I got a second chance in life, and I'm just taking advantage of it.
Usually the raccoon is as afraid of you as you are of it, except for
jerks,
when you
though.
Get the rabid raccoon.
Yeah, they can be aggressive.
And
they,
our Ring the app, raccoon. There's a group chat in the Ring app, and they said, be on alert for aggressive raccoons. So I'm like, who cares? I never see them. So when I saw him, he was licking at me on the roof. I was scared.
You don't ever see them?
I swear to God, they're on our
I mean, it might be where we live. I mean, like, you can just count on it. They're on your driveway every
Miami,
single night.
They have now a raccoon island where people go to pet them.
Raccoon Island?
Yeah.
People go to pet them.
People are with them.
Yeah, I haven't turned this on.
I'm out.
In Miami.
Yeah.
How weird is that?
I'm out.
I don't know about weird, but things that are not on my bucket list, raccoon petting would be among them.
Can't do it.
Sitting on a porcupine would be up there as well. Teasing an alligator in a swamp, probably not going to do it.
You know what's funny in my hood is you can tell the raccoons are almost like, you know, when on Next Door, they're like, somebody's going through driveways and checking on your car doors. Well, the raccoons do that to the trash cans. And you can go down the street, and it's like, can down, can down, can down. They go through the whole neighborhood and knock all the cans down.
Can down, can down.
That's right.
That's
very good. That's a four.
To do that, though, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how they get them to open, because we all have the wraps over the top of the can so that they won't open.
Wow.
And they're like, the only way we're going to jar that, all that delicious food out of there is we're going to knock it down. Knock it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Not a lot of raccoon activity in my neighborhood. Yeah. And I did see a raccoon, though, open a garbage can, and they look in. They're like, nah, it's not highbrow
enough. Like, must be a vegan who lives here.
Seriously.
Screw that.
This is not organic chicken scraps. I'm not eating that. These raccoons in my neighborhood.
We were having some fun when we stole from Bonte with athletes that, we'll get to the Niners, who eat for free in the Bay.
Okay.
And the travesty that is, I'm about to give you the name, but Steiny said this athlete does not eat for free in the Bay. And there's a lot to it, fan favorite and what you've done, but Gary Payton II, you eat for free in my restaurant. Steiny says no.
No.
Why?
No.
Just not quite reaching that elevated status. Like. For example, Steph Curry is great. He doesn't eat for free.
Gotcha. They're too
you know
big
what I mean?
Time.
He's a Hall of Famer. He's made a gazillion dollars.
Travis Ishikawa eats for free.
Yes, Ishikawa eats for free. He had a moment.
That's interesting.
And you know, like I said, for example, Like, Matt Cain, to me, does not eat for free.
What?
But you know who does?
Who?
Cody Ross.
Matt Cain was on those teams.
I know.
Dude, he dealt in game two of that World Series.
He threw one of 24 perfect games ever.
Hello. Yeah, that's not a moment?
No.
Really?
I guess I don't get the premise.
The premise is...
I'm not eating at your restaurant. How about that?
Like, household name is one of the reasons why you wouldn't eat for free. Like, of course, like, you get Lincecum, definitely. Like,
Barbosa's of the world.
For me, JaVale McGee, he counts. He gets in. He gets to eat for free.
Gary Payton II's a fan favorite. What did he drink?
I don't think he is. He's not more of a fan favorite than, like, Barbosa was or Spates.
So at your restaurant...
Yeah.
Which, by the way, didn't we come up with the title of that restaurant 3 weeks ago?
That was a bar. Yeah.
I know.
This is a different
But it could be a bar restaurant. Maybe it's a bar and grill. Whatever. Your place will serve, without a wallet, JaVale McGee, but not Matt Cain.
That's what I'm saying.
Matt Cain must be too bigger in your eye.
Yeah, that's it. Like, okay, it's not.
Now, when you say that, it hits different.
Like, Barry Bonds, he's too elevated.
Okay.
Like, that's
so are you basing it on the size of their biggest contract?
I'm basing it on, like, no superstars allowed.
That's the premise.
It's assumed that if you're a superstar, you're going to get.
Jake Tonjes eats for free.
That's not a bad.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a bad.
But Kittle does not.
No chance.
Okay.
No. You don't get the invite. No.
Yeah.
You know, there's
a weird restaurant.
There needs to be, like, a little. And, like, here's what. Like, the We Believe team eats for free.
There we go.
We Believe team.
Even Baron Davis?
Oh, yeah, he does.
That's a big contract.
Now, you're right. It doesn't quite fit my narrative, but.
Brandon Crawford is in the restaurant as well. He eats for free.
He does not.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he doesn't eat for free. He's too much of a mainstay.
Matt Cain's not a Hall of Famer either.
Yeah.
Plus, if he eats for free, Crawford's got like five kids, so that might break you.
That's a good point.
You might go broke.
Married to Garrett Cole's sister. Yeah. Garrett Cole is married to...
There you go.
Okay. Brandon Crawford's sister.
There you go.
Yeah. My man.
Jay Lynn is not related to Garrett Cole.
What you guys did yesterday on this station deserves an Emmy.
What happened?
I told Steiny and the listeners, when you acted like Kuminga was a substance, and Dan Dibley goes, hi, my name's Dan Dibley, and you were doing the, can I get
hi, Dan.
That? Was that scripted?
What were you saying?
I've never done Kuminga. I'm trying to explain.
I mean,
we've never scripted anything.
No, like, just on how,
that was incredible.
I'm strung out on Kuminga, you know? It's been 5 days since I talked about Kuminga.
I texted Dibs, actually. It started with you guys in the morning. I woke up, and Shasky and Spadoni are barking about it. And then here comes, and I texted Dibs and I go, hey, did something happen or did Tim McMahon just say something on ESPN? He goes, Tim McMahon just said something on ESPN. And I go, this whole thing is crack. It's crack.
Yeah.
And all
well
six of
played,
us
man.
Have been trying to quit. And today we got a whiff of it, everyone went, fire that sucker into my arm.
Oh, yeah.
I need some Kuminga.
I almost crashed the caddy.
I need some Kuminga.
Yeah, so
it went
from there to, me being strung out on Kuminga. It had been some time.
My name's
Dan. Yeah, and he plays right along.
I went for a walk at 3 a.m. last night.
Yeah.
My eyes were wide open.
Exactly.
That's creativity at its finest.
I went to the gas station and I just looked at people and I said, do you guys have some Kuminga?
I'm there with it. Oh, Kuminga. Like, it's too much, but it is what it is, man. What about Kerr saying 2 or 3 fights per team?
Kerr saying, like, in a season?
He was on some panel. Yeah.
Like, there's 2 or 3
fights,
like fist fights or whatever.
Well, he said fights. I took it as that.
Okay. And maybe that's why.
Why do I want to know who against who?
That's why he was so offended that video got leaked when the punch video gets leaked, all of us on the outside are so appalled. And if he's saying it's 2 to 3 a year, imagine if every one of those got leaked, you know?
Is there a difference, though, between this would have been my next question. Do all fights look like that where somebody
acts
like you got knocked out cold?
Thank you.
I don't think they can't all be like that.
I think they're like, have you ever seen
you're right.
I think they're more like, you ever see the Steve Blake one when he's at Maryland?
I love it.
It's really good.
Yeah,
it's
good. I haven't seen
it. It's
this.
Pretty
you
good.
Check
and
it
it's
out.
Like, that's what I think he was talking about. Like, something happened. It was pushed, a couple punches.
And it was even fight or whatever. But the dude tried to get it. He caught one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did.
I mean, that happens in football almost every practice.
Now, that I get.
Yeah.
The basketball, I was like, hurry ever get in the fight? Nah.
He's not the first one to say that. Like, we, I back at when this was what we were talking about every day, there were plenty of ex-players who were like, no,
this is
Tuesday.
Steve Kerr got one with Jordan.
Yeah.
Or,
well, and I
wowed.
He was on the receiving
also
end.
One way. Yeah. Nobody's firing on you. Could you imagine if Steve tried to hit him back?
I mean,
that would have been incredible. Oh, God.
You can't, you'll never be able to convince me that what Draymond did to Poole happens two or three times a year.
I agree with you.
That particular thing.
I
just don't believe it. Now, you know, the Steve Blake thing or a couple guys pushing and shoving and getting into it, have to be separated. Yeah, but like in a way, that wasn't even a fight.
Yeah,
no.
Right.
No. He just walked up on him and kapow, and that was it. It wasn't like in the middle of a play, like two guys fighting for a loose ball or something, and they get into it, you know, after 5 months of being on the same team and you're just sick of it. That was a totally different thing for sure.
How about the Valkyries last night? I watched some of that game and
yeah, gutsy effort.
Atmosphere was electric.
Got to give them that.
It was.
Yeah, that's incredible.
It
like
is.
Shout out to everybody who either, you know, it was your first chance because you don't make the pilgrimage from the South Bay to Chase, or did you make the pilgrimage from somewhere else around the bay to San Jose yesterday or what have you? But man,
they showed up.
Yeah,
the players did too.
You wouldn't know the difference if you were just watching on TV.
Dibs, your boy came at me because, and I really mean
who's
to
my
stand
boy
on this Stein.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I believe the fact that this game was in San Jose, nobody gave them a chance in the world to make the playoffs. Is it never been done in the WNBA? But if we were to do something, or the powers to be, right here in Thrive City, just in the I know you guys got, you lost. Look at it. He's laughing like it's
so
a participation
dumb
trophy. They shocked the world.
You're thinking parade?
Yeah, well, or
now
some
you said
music,
parade,
hot dogs, some popcorn.
Like people a postseason party?
Yeah, it gives it grandy. Get on the mic.
Like
some
team party?
Yeah.
No, he's talking about like
hand out
the
awards.
Be this. Oh, my,
who's the most improved player?
Who? Seriously.
Who, coaches award? Who had the best attendance?
Oh, my God.
No, but this was a special season.
I get where you're coming from. Look, I mean, the whole thing has changed. The women's sports, the WNBA, the Valkyries have changed. Like Caitlin Clark changed it, and the Valkyries took it to another step.
With injuries.
Yeah.
If you're a Valkyries player, the very notion of this is so offensive that you would want to have a parade after being a first round outside.
I said that to him, Dibs.
Not a parade.
I said that to him.
I didn't hear you say that.
Oh,
that
I said
just
it
hit me.
And anything.
I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, think about it this way. What happens?
We're going to give you the keys to the city.
No. But to celebrate the accomplishment of what the entire organization did this year, think about what happens when they lose. It happened again last night. Second the game ends, what happens?
Standing ovation.
There you go. So I think that's what you're tapping into. That's after
and
a loss.
And the attendance, you know, and the fans did their part. They set records.
Great. They got swept.
Yeah, I'm just viewing.
It's bigger than that.
It's pro sports. Right?
Knowing Joe Lacob like I know him, he would want no part of that.
Maybe, but there's
you think Natalie Nicasi would love to show up and, you know, wave to the crowd? She's furious.
She's like
right
Greg
now.
Popovich. She would be like, I don't want to know.
I think a week from now they might.
There's nuance here.
Y'all
this, putting it on thick about this is, what this hey, is, come up and get
yeah,
this.
There's achievements going on here that are bigger than the outcome of their game. This is not to be compared with the NBA and the NFL and Major League Baseball. It's not the same thing right now.
No doubt. Give them the Joe Lacob 5-year plan. See what they think about it.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. And now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. You know, Lacob said to her, you got to win a title in 5 years. And I just was thinking, you know, how literal does he mean that? And I am a little fascinated by the idea of somebody gets hired and they basically say, look, you got 3 years and we better get to a Super Bowl. Or I'll tell you what, we better get to the NFC Championship. And you set that expectation. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Then, like, you just fire a guy or rehire a guy. If they meet whatever,
like, that thing would be fired with that premise. And
in a literal sense.
In a literal sense.
Even though he went to three conference championships and two Super Bowls. So it depends on what you put as the parameter. Like, if Joe is saying to Natalie and Ohemma, the GM, okay, all right, I'm giving you 5 years, one down, four to go, or else. Well, I mean, that's a tall order right there.
With this one out the gate to shock the world, even though you got swept, but you made it. With that, I told Stein, I feel like that's buying you some more time.
I don't even know if that's the bar, but I think it's up to the organization to take the roster this year, which wasn't that great, and now go out and make it better. And if you really are the preeminent organization in the league, go get some free agents this year, assuming the whole league's not locked out, which it will be.
I mean, I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's coming.
If that premise is if you're aware of that before you take the job. You know what I mean? I would not call that fair if you said it after you hired somebody.
Right.
Like, you're the person for the job. Come on in. And okay, I signed my contract. By the way, you're fired if you don't win a championship in 5 years.
But we role played.
Hold on a sec.
Kyle, he got there, didn't win it. You ain't telling him, hey, you got close, that close. You're out of here. No way.
But this is why, like, and again, I'm just viewing this from a literal sense because it probably wouldn't have happened. But when we talk about Kyle Shanahan, it's just the way it goes. It's great coach, great play caller. He's been to four NFC title games, two Super Bowls, everything, but just he hasn't just won the big one, but he's a great coach. Okay, and I'm on the other side saying, well, he's missed the playoffs as many times as he's made the playoffs, and they haven't won the big one, and he's made some big mistakes in big times, and you know what I mean? Like, you can kind of argue from whatever point of view you want, but if you had... If Jed York said, you got to win a Super Bowl in 5 years, period, and you didn't, then there'd be no discussion.
Would Jed York even want there to be no discussion? I think that, and Dibs and I end up having this conversation all the time. It's a process versus results conversation. I'm a process person. I'm comfortable as long as I feel good about mine and the people around me, the process that they use. The results, I mean... sometimes that is to a degree out of your hands, right? Like, therefore, I'm going to hold it against Kyle, just as one example. You're flying through the playoffs. You arrive at Philadelphia. You feel good about winning a conference championship, and your quarterback's arm flies off. And now I'm going to hold it against the coach.
That's the break.
That's tough.
I agree.
That's tough.
I agree.
No, for me, as a results guy, I look at, yeah, what you said is true. Four playoffs in 8 years, but the first 2 years, the first year in particular, you took over an absolutely abhorrent roster. So I'm not going to just wipe that away because it counts. It was a year. The following year, you had Jimmy Garoppolo that you had just acquired the year before, and he gets hurt. So there's nuance to it, as Mark was saying in one of your favorite words as well. But I look at what he's done in his 8 years, and the results are pretty spectacular, even though he hasn't gotten that final hurdle.
I'm with you. We had Adam Amin on earlier today. He's doing the game. And like that game on Sunday against the Saints with what Mac Jones did, like that's what makes Kyle Shanahan this coach that most people talk about as a incredible play caller. Like, that was on display. Like, to me, like, Mac Jones is the epitome of kind of like just a guy at quarterback over the course of his career. He's been fine. Has he been terrible? I guess not. Has he been great? Certainly not. So you just put a vanilla guy in there, and it looked like that. Like, that's Kyle Shanahan.
100%. Well, it was a high draft pick. Don't forget that. So some people thought that he could do it from the coming from Bama.
But
now you have 4 years of data since then.
He's just a middle-of-the-road quarterback.
Who's special?
Well, I mean, no, I'm not taking anything away from Kyle yesterday. I will say this. Can I weigh in and vote on the conversation you all were having?
Oh, please do.
I would not be shocked at all if Brock plays.
Oh, that one.
Would not be shocked at all.
Tell us why.
The main premise is this. It's not about Brock's foot, because I'm with you, Steiny. I don't know how the hell we're supposed to know what's. We don't even know which foot it is.
Wow.
So, it looks like the left based on how he was limping into the game.
Yeah, but I mean, the 49ers have not announced which foot. So I don't know which foot. I don't care what Rappaport tweeted. If it went better than they thought, whatever. I'm not predicting that he will play. He was QB3 in practice again today.
But you're not surprised.
I would not be shocked at all, because this is a monstrous game, and everybody's underselling it. This is a division game, and both teams are 2-0. And if you lose it, they're 3-0 with a game in hand on you at your place. Those games cannot be undersold. Then think about what happens if you win this game. Now you're 3-0 and 2-0 in the division. Yeah. You can pretty much be just whatever Charlie the rest of the way and probably end up in the playoffs if you're just a 500 team the rest of the way.
Mark, like, that's
this
real.
Is massive, massive game. And so if you think that Brock is healthy and gives you a better chance, you're playing him.
But what if he re-aggravates it and what then if? You lose him for more than you would have lost him had you proceeded with more caution? I mean, you know how this works. People will be like, Rappaport, he's no doctor.
But has Kyle
why would you rush him back? Because it would feel rushed.
Because it's football. And they know that, like, they don't feel it's rushed if a doctor says he's ready to go. Like, has Kyle proceeded with caution based on what fans have thought about before?
Not with 31
Christian McCaffrey left
McGavin.
Practice and 2 days later had 31 touches. So, like, I just think that's the way a football coach brain works. It's robotic. You ready?
It's a big game.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
You know, Trent Williams was supposed to not play in New Orleans. Then he got there, got inspired, and played.
I didn't even talk about
so,
that.
So, game two. Week two, he played.
So, I guess, like, you and me may have a disagreement here, because the one thing I think is, the game itself doesn't matter in terms of, like, I'm looking at it as if he's healthy and can play and he's not limited, he should play. If he's limited, he shouldn't play. And it has nothing to do with the fact that we're playing the Cardinals.
Okay.
It just has to do with it's week three.
I don't disagree with you at all. I agree with you. What I'm saying is I want to debunk the idea that I hear a lot of people say of, like, it's only week three.
I agree with you. Well, let's just give him an extra week.
You know
week.
What I mean? If you're 2-1, it's all good. It's like, no, it's not all good. I do not think it's all good if you're two and one.
Mark, is you're saying, without saying it, the injury is not that serious.
No, but I'm not saying anything. I have no idea. I'm not saying he should play. I just am saying I wouldn't be shocked if he does. I don't know. I don't know how the hell. I don't know what's going on in that. I know he practiced again today.
Did he roll out?
We don't know what he exactly did, but I'll say this. He's set to speak in the next hour or so. If Brock Purdy speaks today, he's going to play on Sunday. That's my prediction.
Damn.
If they decide that he's not going to speak, maybe they don't have to have the quarterback talk. They like to make him available on Thursday. If he doesn't speak, but Mac Jones does, then Mac's going to play. If neither one of them speaks, then we still don't know. That, to me, will be the determining factor coming up here in about an hour and a half.
Yeah, maybe even a little less. What did they end? They ended up saying last week Brock was scheduled to talk and no one talked, and then Mac talked the next
correct.
Day, right?
That's exactly what happened.
All right.
Yeah, and that happened because
so
you know they weren't totally sure. And I don't think that you have to alter the game plan either way. And you guys had a good conversation earlier about subterfuge or intentionally trying to mislead the opponent. If they were different kinds of quarterbacks, like if it was Lamar Jackson or Mac Jones, well, now as a defense, you got to prepare different. If you're Arizona, there's not much that they're going to do different with Mac as opposed to Brock. There might be, you know, a quarterback run that's designed if Brock plays and not if Mac plays. So I don't think that
the drop
even,
off is not.
And I agree with Steiny that Shanahan doesn't roll like that. And if you do that as a coach, you're admitting weakness. That's the way I look at it.
I kind of do too.
Yeah, I bet they already have a pretty good sense of who's going to play. Did y'all hear Calais Campbell say?
Like, yeah, we talked about openly, it. And openly, that was honest.
I think it's interesting.
We have that sound up there.
Yeah,
we got a minute.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, Evan had mentioned, not that McCaffrey hasn't had the burst, but his longest run in rushing is 13 yards. And for me, I'm looking at it like, dude, you've lasted 2 games, 8 quarters. That's the win. But Evan was just like, I can't put my finger on it. We asked Adam, we had him on. He talked about the 13-yard run. Do you put that on the O-line, or are you not seeing the super-duper burst from McCaffrey? Because I'll say this before you guys answer. He's made his stuff in the passing game more than I believe in the running game through 2 games, but I've yet to say he looks slow or not like the old McCaffrey.
I think it's more O-line related, but I don't think – the best answer is it's a – for me, at least, is a collective. I just think the running game is just slightly out of sync. And it's been fine. Like, Christian averaged over 4 yards a carry last week.
4.2.
It's been fine. But yeah, they're missing the huge chunk. I know Kyle spoke about this. Was it yesterday, Dibs, where he said, he's like, we're close.
Yep.
We're close. Oh. Like, we're close to breaking one or
and
two.
That's what Greg Cosell said as well. And, you know, his long run so far this year is 13 yards. Yeah. He's gone 35 for 124, so he hasn't had that big one yet. Also, put some respect on both defenses they faced. Seattle is a good team and a good defense.
But the Saints were.
New Orleans plays with a 5-man front, and they were absolutely devout in trying to shut down the run, and they did a good job of that.
And are the Niners going to see more of that? Because if I'm playing them, that's what I'm trying to do, stop McCaffrey.
Maybe some of this has to do with circumstance, too. We had somebody on the text line say they're down receivers. Like, they don't have a lot of receivers, and that's one, like, McCaffrey can catch the ball. So you line him out, you line him up at slot a little bit more, and he's had 15 catches in 2 games, and maybe that, and I don't know the answer to this, but maybe they feel like that protects him a little bit more than a run up the middle.
If you're a defensive coordinator and George Kittle is out, You circle whose name and say, I'm not letting that person beat me.
Exactly.
I think we got our answer.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's the way people have been defending the Niners for, quite frankly, the entire Kyle Shanahan era.
And we'll ask Herm Edwards today.
You got Herm.
Hello. Coming up here in about 15 minutes. Yep. Yeah, so we'll ask him his thoughts. He's working for ESPN again doing the
win the
He's got to be proud
NFL
of Pearsall, live show. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're going to talk a lot about Ricky. We'll talk about Ricky now.
And Brandon?
Yeah, that's always my favorite. Yeah. Mark and I started doing that like around the clock, and it's really addicting.
We'll see if he's on the phone with Jaden Daniels, and we can click
that's
in, which happened last year. But Jaden's hurt, so maybe not. I don't know.
All right, Chance, we'll bring it home. I know you will, and you're going to bring it home right here on 95.7 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.